land that knockout punch. It's been going on for quite a while. And yesterday, if you noticed, Brad Champon came out swinging too, trying to land a few punches. I don't know whether he managed to land a few on target, but Okudzeto definitely was significantly in the lead this week with a demonstration that happened. Organized labor, even the guy, you know, Willamo was also there to solidarize and to hit the streets and protest against the snitch sale of this 60% shares. So it's all boiling. It's all boiling. And you know, whilst the guys are talking, I just decided to go on the SNIT website, and it's a very interesting story that they've posted on your page on the 14th of June. So this literally is last week Friday, about the sale of the six hotels, right? Of course, four of them. It was initially five, right?
14 for
no, it was six.
It was six. Whittled down. And this story is actually, and once SNIT has posted on the website, SNIT
publication.
Yes. SNIT is engaging in this subtle communications war, justifying why they had to offload the hotels. Now they say in this report, it's actually a final report, but they have put it on the SNIT website. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, I've seen you.
It's a final report, but it is on the SNIT website.
Oh yeah, we reviewed it.
Yeah,
days ago, I remember.
Yes, if you stayed with a finder, that's fine. But for SNIT to appropriate it on this website, it tells you something, does it not? It tells that
it's SNIT, almost like it came from SNIT. It was published, then we see.
They took it back.
Yeah.
And they make the point here that out of the five hotels that are up for sale, only Labadi Beach Hotel managed to pay dividends to its shareholders. And that the remainder of the four have been making losses significantly, and they've not paid what they owe SNIT for a long, long time. And so, in other words, bottom line, there is justification. Because you see, one of the things that Okudzeto Balakwa had said is that a lot of the, I think out of the four, two of them are making profit. Mm-hmm. And La Palme and the other one,
Ridge Royal,
are the only ones that are struggling. Now, once it's on the SNIT website, I will say SNIT. SNIT says, well, that's not true. And you know what? This is what I'm reading to this.
No, the funny part.
This is what I'm reading to this. Let me just make this point and then you can go. This is what I'm reading to this. Whilst all this debate is happening, the protest is happening, part of it is before Shraj. Shraj is, as part of the Shraj, SNIT itself is going ahead with the conversations to finalize the transaction.
Because they told
they them are still, this story, they are still defending
their position.
Their position, which for me is an interesting one.
Labour told us that after that meeting with the Labour Minister, the Minister categorically told them that they put the processes on hold and that nothing is happening. In fact, they said they were insistent on that and that nothing is happening. Ideally, if nothing were happening, this wouldn't have been a statement that would be issued, because you don't want to be seen pushing out anything that will contradict what the Minister responsible for Labour has actually said or directed be done, because you do not want to be seen as contradicting directives coming from that high office. You get what I'm trying to say? But it appears, well, we need to, it appears there's the positioning is that, oh, we need to proceed with it. And there's another one, there's a the new crusade one. You see, ugly, a Black West ugly noise exposed.
Look.
Over sale of snakes and
my brother.
This is very interesting.
My brother. the story that SNIT itself posted said only Labadi Beach has paid a total of 48 million in 5 years. Then it goes on to say that its profitability over a 5 year period of Labadi is 18 million. It doesn't make sense, first of all, because you pay dividends out of your profit. So if an entity has paid 48 million, its profit cannot be 18
it
million.
Sounds confusing.
Very confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, look, the decision to pay dividend is a board decision. Mm-hmm. So I make this amount of money, mm-hmm. And based on this, based on all the investments I have to make, I say I'll declare this.
So how can you pay dividend of 48 million when your profit is significant?
It doesn't make sense because Labadi Mitchell, it doesn't make sense. I mean, why? I mean, this would have led to.
In fact, they're not under any obligation to pay dividends.
They are not.
So this is a clear case.
Listen, this is a clear case. Of course, when SNIT invests in hotels, it expects the hotels to pay dividends to it. And that's the only way it can actually get its money back. Mm-hmm. So SNIT, these hotels will pay. But what I know is that if you go and invest in an organization, they're not under obligation. They can tell you that they're engaging in, further this thing. Unless you want to have a laid down management rule that you pay management fees of this amount to the group, okay, before you pay dividends. I haven't seen that. I'm not going to go into that conversation. But this is the point. If Labadi Beach Hotel over a five-year period has paid dividends of 48 million, and we know that in 2022, it paid 25 million. In 2021, it paid dividends of 10 million. So how much did it pay, for instance, in the last year? In 2023, which we're told it made a profit of over 100 million. Now, this is the point. So, SNIT, by all of it, is actually telling us, once they posted this on their website, they're telling us that there is a roadmap or there's a model that works for these hotels. Mm. And that model is the Labadi Beach Hotel model. Mm-hmm. But what is the Labadi Beach Hotel model? The Labadi Beach Hotel model is what SNIT can implement. If you say they are cash strapped, hold on a minute. Elmina Beach Resort makes profit. In fact, the story you've put here, okay, says the average five-year profitability of the six hotels is as follows. Labadi Beach Hotel, 18 million. La Palm Royal Beach, 6.7 million. Ridge Royal, 5 million. Then you go back again and say they have been making losses. I don't understand this. But so I'm not going to do a pick and choose. I'm not that kind of a person. So I wouldn't, for the purpose of my argument, say I will go and settle on the fact that they made profit. Yeah. But I actually would go for the dividend paid. Because that one is clear. At least we have evidence to show that Labadi has paid. But I read this story at the time it was published. And I realized that Elmina Beach Resorts made profit. They made profit. Now, Evans, when an entity makes profit, okay, a limited liability makes profit, it's an indication that that limited liability can actually, based on its books, okay, go and get a facility or engage in a share subscription to say, just liaise with SNIT and say, SNIT, we want to float more shares in these hotels. Okay? We want to invite the rest. You can also put in more money if you want to, but I want to invite Raymond Aqua and Evans Mensah to come in and put more money. What that would mean is a reduction in your percentage of shareholding. If you agree, let's go ahead and do it. So what that means is that the funds would go to the company, which would then use it to grow. And I mean, because these directors will go for the annual general meeting, when they realize the company is becoming profitable, they then will say, hold on a minute, amount of dividends to us, because we just can't pump in money. And then you think that, no, I am not Father Christmas. I put the money because I need money. So that is what SNIT should have done. Look, let me say this thing. La Palm Royal Beach Hotel. Why is La Palm making losses? Mm-hmm. If you turn a conference hotel to an avenue for family and friends to party, you will not make profits.
And let me buttress your point. Yesterday, George Afi spoke to the managing director for La Palm.
Oh, brilliant. I heard the I've been confused. I've been telling you that. I think I heard snippets of that.
Yes, yes.
I wasn't sure that it was La Palm.
It was La Palm.
Okay.
La Palm. The manager in charge of the facility says they've actually now put in place measures that should turn around the fortunes of La Palm in the next couple of years. Okay. And he was very emphatic about the roadmap they've given themselves and investment they've done into this. So they put in a lot of money and resources to try and turn it around. So, and it's giving themselves a roadmap.
So this is not aware.
Yeah.
SNIT is not aware.
And to turn it around.
Not aware.
The owners are not aware. And the manager is on national radio and television telling the world that they have put in place a process and a mechanism to turn the fortunes around.
Meanwhile, you're still selling. Sharing stories that ideally
running down.
Yes.
See, this is running down.
It is the key point I want to make here.
It is
imaginable.
Yeah.
You you have invested in a company every day. In fact, sometimes you even have to go and join people begging, please don't do bad stories about a company, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you do bad stories about a company, people might have difficulties with the company. Yeah. They may shun it, the reputation of the company will be affected, which means that my persuasive, my money in the thing will also be affected.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, as shareholder, to be interested in sharing bad news
mm-hmm.
about your own companies, then the question is, what point are you making? It's as if you are giving up on the company.
It's scandalous.
Yes, I mean, you have reached the point. And see, this is not, it's not a, like, a godly thing. You're not preaching the gospel. This is something that no shareholder, you ask the other people who have shares in other companies, will do. Except you have evil intent or you want to carry on no matter what happens.
Maybe
they too, why do you carry on some renovation and do all of those investments without speaking to your shareholders?
Oh, but you are being tongue-in-cheek.
I mean, the shareholders, you are saying. Don't I approved it?
Because, listen.
You are saying that our CEO can put money into multimedia to renovate and give us a new studio. And the shareholders they and the board, know. They have no idea.
They are not executive.
Guys, my little understanding. My little understanding of
no, maybe accounting. They were waiting for our annual meeting, general meeting.
See, I like
giving briefings.
No, please. That is why there's a board. See, my little understanding of accounting and issues of finances is that when an entity puts together these things and says we have a roadmap to financial profitability and sustainability, it means that the institution, and so what can actually happen is that,
and this is mostly approved,
it's always level. Approved, it's always approved. Governance is such that you cannot get these things without the approval of your board. What is it?
So where would you have got the money from?
Yeah.
And how were you going to dispense that that amount of money without consulting your big boss?
Every year, in the preparation of accounts, you know what it is that you're going to do and what it is that you're not going to do. Where it becomes important that you'd have to move money from somewhere to another place, you know what it is that you're going to do. You know where you can get some money from and where you cannot get money from. Okay? This whole thing, and let me get to the question we've asked this morning.
Yeah.
In the interest of Brian Achampo and Rock City,
stay away.
You stay away from this.
Yeah.
Any business, mindful of its reputation, would not be fighting over the acquisition of hotels that are shredded in this kind of
mostly issues. What they do is that immediately some of this has come out, they issue a statement and say, listen, our vision was to take it to a different level.
Yes.
But it appears that the people do not want to participate in it. So we are staying away. This is what happened, but the group buying, the company buying or going into this arrangement, it appears to be solely Brian Achampo. So he believes he can weather the risk of all levels. But if this were to be, let's say, Ecobank or any of the other reputable institutions that we know them to be, they would have been so worried about the kind of damage that's been done to them. And even for Brian's own engagements. Now, what's going to happen is that in the couple of days, people will be asking, okay, what else has Brian bought that is of interest to us as a people? That should be belonging to this country. Where else has he bought them?
Beyond him, they are also going to ask, what else has other government cabinet
even added, so even for your sanity, you may want to stay out of this.
Look.
Except this is the best deal in the world. That it is worth all the trouble you have to go through to get it. I hope you get my point. Yeah. And no businessman is a fool. If this is the best deal in the world, then you can risk it. You can, because you do all these calculations. You lose money in the process. You lose reputation in the process. You go back and forth. People have difficulties with the company. The reputation of the specific companies will equally be affected. You do not care because how much you are buying it and what you are getting out of it is more than all of these things put together.
Has any of you looked at the land size of La Palm Royal Beach Hotel?
Oh, yes. It's very, very huge. I don't know which grouping it's supposed to be. Every time they complain, they say the one part of the land back.
It's
a big fight.
So I am going to make this point. and let me issue a caveat. I mean, they are not part of this conversation, but have you seen Mövenpick?
Yes.
Beyond the hotel, have you seen the apartments?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Very close to it, yeah.
You've seen the apartments?
Beautiful apartments, yes.
Yes.
I saw those ones. I wasn't sure. I thought they were like chalets or extensions of the hotel.
No. So now, let's get into the business proper. What is the interest in La Palme Royal Beach Hotel?
Beyond the hotel itself.
Beyond the hotel, what's the size of land available to the hotel? What is the value of the land itself? Beachfront land today, what's the value? That all the hotels combined 60% shares is less than $100 million. And there are people who say,
just over $60 million.
Yeah. They're about $61 million.
But they valued it at $58, $59 million.
SNIT itself, who did the valuation? That's part of the problem we should have in this country. Ah, it's not the same country that we had people valuing.
But you know, it's scandalous, eh?
Look,
because one plot or two plots at Cantonment.
Yes.
Going for $5 million.
Yes, please,
in excess.
Thank you for your understanding.
There's something we do. There's something we do. There's,
and you're selling look, prime.
There's
beachfront.
Beachfront.
Even without anything on it.
Yes, even without anything on it.
There's something we do. Listen, there's something we do. The only thing that doesn't depreciate in value is land.
It's land.
It's land.
Especially in the Republic of Ghana.
It's
even worse.
Even house goes up. But for the purpose of accounting.
Even if you quote it in dollars.
But for the purpose,
year on year to go up.
But for the purpose of accounting, the value of a building can go down.
Yeah.
But land doesn't go down.
No. Oh, I see those at least listed in the UK. You can the building is listed 3 months down the line. The price has gone down. But the Republic of Ghana, you could do your own.
Let me make other point.
Mm.
And I'm going to raise a certain point. I'm going to question some valuation in this country. So when the people come, is it not in this same country that after 2 years, vehicles that have been driven for with this less than 20,000 kilometers distance, I sold at 13,000 and 20,000. Those vehicles, would you get them anywhere at that kind of cost that you're selling it to us? So when the Ghanaian tells you that they did valuation and came up with that kind of price, you should be questioning the valuation.
The vulture attitude. That vulture attitude is get Evans Mensah to downgrade it. When you downgrade it and make everybody like the way even the people who own it are saying to the whole world that they are not making money and they are sharing these stories. When you downgrade it, everybody loses hope in it. Then I can pick it up as scraps.
Yeah.
Picking it as scraps is also a way of buying it at the lowest level that nobody will find acceptable. But all that I need to do is within months, purport to have invested, then I bring it back into its prime status. Then I can use it for what it's supposed to be. See, increasingly, we are forgetting that this conversation goes beyond. And I think people should be careful about what we do with properties people believe are related to government. There is always a fight over that. Our history is littered with so many examples of it. You may not even have a peace of mind to actually continue with whatever you want to do on these lands. So anybody who desires peace of mind, any business mindful of its reputation, will not venture or will not even, in fact, you have to beg them because they know that there are reputational risk associated with such dealers.
The problem in this country is that the very people who have had concerns with valuation when they are in opposition.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, they will have, I mean, so today, we're saying that, who did the valuation? We want to see the valuer's report.
Yeah,
we want to interrogate the valuer's report. How the valuer came back, the $58 million, and how an entity was able to bid $61 million for these shares. Are we saying that these hotels are valued at how much? At $100 million?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how we value these hotels? Evans, let me tell you something.
In acres of land.
Acres of land.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In our usual,
1 acre, 4 plots.
In our usual accounting that we do, we say that, yes, you may have depreciated a value to a certain level. But are you aware, for instance, that when you have done all your capital allowances up to a point, when you put in that particular item back into your pool as an asset, it no longer becomes, something that you can just determine the price, but then it becomes revenue to you. So you know what GRA does? When GRA comes to you,
they'll
determine how much that is supposed to cost. They'll look at the market value. They will no longer say, but this is something you had devalued. I mean, capital allowance up to the point.
Yeah.
In the point that you say, based on even the things that you have given me, this should have no value, zero. But when you put it back into your pool, so you would sell it. Mm-hmm. When you put it back into your pool, then GRA will tell you that, hold on a minute. This is how much we see it as the cost. And it's the reason that Bust, for instance, made losses the last time they were complaining, because they said their assets that had been depreciated, if I let me just use this common term, depreciated over a long period of time, when it was put back in their pool as assets, GRA considered them as revenue. And based on that, they made profits that they had to pay taxes on. Meanwhile, he didn't make any revenue, which is acceptable. What point am I trying to make? The point I'm trying to make here is that if, look, nobody, cantonment here, cantonment. They are selling
acre. I just made that point.
Acre of land.
Yeah.
Where check? No, no, acre of land. Well, $20 million.
Okay.
You made it for $20 million.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
$20 million.
Yeah.
Then you four plots. Beachfront. Yeah. Beachfront. Beachfront. Acres of land. In addition to building, conference facility. The good. I mean. the name alone.
Yeah.
No. The name alone would have given all that money.
I don't do accounts. I don't do anything. But if you give me Labadi Beach Hotel, I can borrow and get credit in the name of Labadi Beach Hotel on the evidence of how much dividends you're making over the last 2-3 years.
Yeah. And turn around with it.
And use that to finance
the other areas.
The three other hotels. And pay, in fact, that 51 million dollars, you can raise financing using the balance sheets of the Labadi Beach Hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not paying it as a goal. This is spread over time.
Yes, but even let's even say that Labadi Beach Hotel, yes, you can do this, intra-group kind of lendings here and there. But how about this simple one? So Labadi Beach Hotel has been making profits. Labadi Beach Hotel, take over the management of La Palm Beach Hotel.
Yeah.
Simple.
In any case, you can
tell it use the same model.
Use the same model.
And they just share a wall.
And Beach Hotel actually wanted to acquire La Palm Beach Hotel.
The legacy group
wanted to acquire it at the time. In fact, in 2015, 2016, the legacy group also were giving the La Palm Beach Hotel. Then by end of 2016, new government comes in 2017. They see there were some technicalities that they didn't follow. Do you know that this is not the first time someone has attempted buying any of the hotels? Do you know that in, I think it was in 2015 or 2016, there was a plan to actually buy a Palm Royal Beach Hotel, then buy the these Arabians wanted to buy Trade Fair site, okay, do a bridge over it, okay,
and connect it.
But then the decision was that this is something that was built with pensioners fund. Let us allow it to be profitable over a long term.
So that's the way they get the money. Where else are they going to invest? I mean, I'm just wondering.
But really think about this, right?
What are
$61 million is such a tiny piece of pittance.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but we are
saying it like a joke.
$61 million.
If you, we are a private person, and another private person actually will propose these terms to you, you'd have been looking at how you serious. Assuming we are serious people. Come on. I mean, assuming we are serious people, and we wanted to truly consider all of these ones, the State Republic of Ghana would have been so transparent about who is getting involved. At what stage are we with the deal, not these latter engagements? So that nobody comes up later on to now come and raise all the issues that people are raising today about it. If we open it up and this 61 million came up in the first instance, you know, nobody would have discussed that matter going forward. It's like, what do you mean? We would have sat here, finished everything, and still asked them to pay the 61 million. Then now we come and say, oh, now see, when we did the evaluation with the professionals and they did all of that, they came to this conclusion. Look, I hope you get my point.
We would have been
having a post facto conversation.
If you ask workers
to come together,
you want money.
Yeah.
Ask workers to put in $61 million.
Let me check the total revenue.
$61 million. To revamp so they can own it for the rest of their lives and raise money from the four hotels and to bring it back into the fund that they all have. Workers, I will contribute. Because you see, it's very obvious. If you turn it around, if you have an effective management, you can turn this around and make profit. Labadi Beach Hotel has told us that it's possible.
Ghana, we have...
It's possible.
That
is not an asset you sell.
We have limited number of proper functioning hotels that people would want to go to. We know that. Some of the hotels are existing in the name of hotels in this republic. They are not proper. So it's about this that everybody wants to go and do their program. Everybody wants to go and sleep there. And every time they can actually be increasing the price and everything. So it doesn't make sense, for example, for us to continue on this path of, oh, we can buy, so let's buy it now. And do you know the funny part? If the NPP does not win the next election, you can be rest assured there'll be a conversation about, if these hotels are given to Brian Atampo, there'll be a conversation about it again.
Yeah.
Yes, you can be absolutely rest assured. Yeah. We'll come back to it. We'll even be interested in carrying, be a judgment debt or whichever we later, so that we don't give it to him.
Yeah.
And we go in circles because we are not interested in advancing the good of the country. If you were, Snit and his board, which is already doing things to depreciate their own value, should have left that board. Because you're saying that under our stewardship, something terrible has happened. And you are gleefully telling everybody that we who are supposed to be doing this thing, we are unable to do it properly. We have not fired management. We are keeping management solid. They are fine.
And they are happy publishing
the bad news about that. Oh, yes. What are you saying?
Yeah.
You ask any other company whether they can do that.
Yeah. Happily they,
you,
publishing.
You dare not do that. Hey. So look, in the interest of his own businesses, Brian Echampo has no business wanting to buy this. But if he still wants to buy this, SNIT should discontinue the process. But if they don't want to, and they've made it obvious they don't want to, because they are going ahead and they are pasting these stories, which will probably suggest to us that they were the ones who facilitated these stories.
Oh, of course. I can share the story on your page, on your website, and
saying
somebody give a directive for those stories to be done.
I am saying that Labour, when it was time for domestic debt exchange, they say, hey, we are going on strike. Well, eventually the pension funds thing happened. They came back. But if there's anything they can go on a strike on, it should be this one.
Yeah.
They should protect pensioners' investment. So, you know, Labadi Beach Hotel, what they call superior room, which is the least room you can get, is $299. Well, I'm coming. I'm not done yet. I'm coming to superior twin room. I like figures. They make a lot of sense to me. So let me go to that one. I just meant to do that one. I'll just book two of their rooms. $329.
No, say the first one was $399.
$299. That's
$300. $329. If you want, we can't just do the luxury room. And the luxury room will cost you $340. If you want the superior suite, that will cost you $650 a night.
And if and you don't book early, this is Labadi. If you don't book early,
yes,
it would have been full.
Let's do executive suite. That is $800 a night. This is on their website. I'm not lying. This is on their website. I don't know whether they made a mistake and wrote.
Yes.
It's on their website.
But see, sometimes, you know, if you spend the dollars, without expensing, we do the calculation quickly, conversion. The 299 is $4,529.
Wow.
For one night.
One night.
In a room.
One night.
With breakfast.
This is the hotel that we see.
And yeah, people are filling their places. And every place day. Is
constantly booked.
It has over 100 rooms.
Yeah.
Constantly booked.
And this is the hotel that we see. We are prepared to give 60% shares of, including La Palm Royal Beach, Ridge Royal, Elmina Beach Resort, all for $61 million.
I was recently at Ridge Royal. The difference between Labadi and Ridge Royal, very little. It's almost as if one is a copycat of the other. Mm. The way Labadi's room is positioned, the way they arrange everything in the room, it's basically a replica that they put down there at Ridge Royal. So I kept asking myself, what's the problem?
Anyway,
look.
It feels good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
But look,
this is a massive head scratcher. But we need to.
If you give me 5,000, I can do some one night.
We need to say something about organized labor, by the way. And just before we go,
because I wanted to make a point early on that this demonstration. Please, well, the board members, the labor board members, saying, were they part of
it? This is why. This is what they should be going.
I am saying they should sack them.
I am going to quote.
They have betrayed the.
I am going to quote something that
workers' force.
Kumsin said, easy.
Federation of Labour.
Federation of Labour Secretary General. And he makes a point. He's part of organizer, leading member of organizer. But he says that he questions why the demonstration, all the noise they made, they didn't send a high-level delegate to meet them next week after they've chased him out on the matter.
And after his point, 2 years.
Yes. And his point is simple. He says he's not going to go. Why? Because the president should first put the transaction on hold. Then let's go and sit and talk. Because you see, the reason why I pulled this story up on SNIT's website There's nothing stopping them from concluding the transaction.
In fact, even if you're aware, there's if you don't want to listen to the minister, if you're aware that there's a meeting pending next week, you as SNIT should be careful what you put out there, which may prejudice the conversation.
What they are telling us is that more can the cry.
They're in the mall.
They're in the mall.
Guys, enjoy have the a lovely weekend.
Moment now, next one, my mother's in the deal is finished.